welcome to another episode of Beyond the Bookshelves, a Scott County Public Library podcast. I'm Lucy.
I'm Min Young.
And this week we're talking about circulation.
Circulation!
Yay!
Yes, there we go.
Circulation's awesome.
Yeah. So, let's get
it jump started. Right into yeah. it. Yeah, so, something that I've always heard, I mean, before I even worked at a library, is that circulation is the spot. If you need something, you hit up circulation. And it kind of gets the nickname, like, it's the hub of the library. So, can you guys tell us maybe where it gets that nickname and why?
Sure, yeah. So, hello, my name is Lincoln here at the circulation desk. Really, for us, all roads lead back to the circ, so to speak. So much of the foot traffic leads back to us for checkouts and returns. Pretty much any item that you want to check out will take us right here to the circulation desk, where we'll be happy to help you take your items.
And also, it's the hub of the library because it's the most centralized location. Anyone who comes in the front door is going to see the circulation desk, and we do a lot of things from there. So come and visit us.
So, you know, for me, from the marketing standpoint, it is like you're the face of the library, you know, for me, because mm-hmm. whether, you know, they first come in or not, they see the people immediately to the
right.
I know info desk is right in front, but in order for them to check out, they must go through you.
Absolutely.
And for me, as a marketing brand, you guys are like the first contact, so to speak,
yep.
for branding the library. So your behavior and your generosity, your friendliness, all of that is so critical to the library. So yeah, I appreciate circulation for that.
And by the way, this is Lincoln and Jessica with us, who should probably tell you who the random voices are. You know myself and Min Young, but today you have new guests that I should have introduced, but I forgot, but that's okay.
Hello, patrons of the world.
Hello.
Jessica, how long have you been with the library?
Next month I will have been here 13 years.
Wow. That's
and,
great.
And Lincoln, how long have you been?
And October will be 16, or 6 years, excuse me.
Follow the trend.
That's awesome.
All right, so the next question is, can you give us a rundown of the services available to patrons through the circulation department? Because there's a slew of them. Mm-hmm. And I know it would take forever if we had to go to detail, but if yeah. you could just give us short versions of everything that we do.
Okay, well, first of all, you can come to the circulation desk. It's your very first stop because you're going to get your library card there.
Yes. Yes.
At
absolutely.
The circ desk. You can also renew your library card because once a year we like to keep your contact information up to date. So we ask that that you renew your library card once a year. You can check out library materials there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Apart from personal checkout, we have an automated self-service checkout mm-hmm. station that you're welcome to go use for yourself. We have items that are on hold for up to 3 days at a time that you can come straight to the desk, give us your library card, and we'll have those items ready for you. Mm-hmm. Fulfill card-based transactions, so if there's any sort of like copies you need to make at any of the other stations, like the tech department, you'll come into circulation, see us, and we'll get you all hooked up.
Mm-hmm. Plus, we also have the lost and found there. So if you have lost something in the library, just give the circulation desk a call, or just call the library and say, I needed to talk to somebody in lost and found, and they'll send you right to the circulation desk, and we'll look through our stuff to see if your item is there.
Y'all really do it all up there.
We sure do. You find a little bit of everything over at the lost and found. And we also like to mention our new My Libro app, where you can go and log in with your library card, and you can search through our catalog, place holds, and even schedule curbside pickups at that time.
Yeah. We also have a couple of other things that we do. We can do small laminating jobs directly while you wait at the circulation desk. If it's a large laminating job, you might have to wait a little while because we have a different machine in the back that we use to do that. But for little ones like business cards, or 8.5 by 11 sheets of paper, we can do that right at the circulation desk. And we have notaries.
Like, that's a big surprise.
Yes.
And it's free, too.
Yes. If you need a notary public, just come to the Scott County Public Library. During most business hours, we'll have somebody that's a notary on staff that can help you.
Well, I'll be honest, as a new adult, I didn't know that I would need a notary as often as I have since, like, moving out of my parents' home, or laminating services, actually. So I am glad that I found the library, because it's very weird when you're wandering around kind of lost. And first of all, you're like, what's a notary? But then you just go to your library and they've got you covered.
You know, and this is something that, again, most people don't realize. I mean, I know that, like, FedEx and some of these other places now have it, but I mean, it's expensive.
It's very expensive.
To have this service done outside a library.
Right.
And it's literally free. It's been free for years.
Yes,
absolutely.
And it just hasn't been, I don't know. I don't know what it is that we can market it and we can publicize it, but we still have patrons that come in and say, do we have notary?
Right.
Yes.
Right. So,
well, I think this might be one of the last free things that you can get. Most everything else costs you a little bit of money. So,
yeah.
All right. So we'll move on here. What do you all consider to be the most important part of your role at Circulation?
Customer service.
Customer service. Yes.
Yay.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Like Min Young said, we are the first people usually that you see when you come into the library, and if you have a question, we can handle it with a smile. If you have special requests, you know, we can figure out how to work it out usually.
Absolutely. Sort of echo what Jess is saying. Customer relationships and providing excellent care is what the library is all about and what we strive at Circulation to do. We exist to serve the community, help educate, and provide the community for this wonderful town all of the services that the library provides for free, with a smile and with true care.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, I totally agree. So the next question here goes right along. What is your most utilized service? What do we do the most?
At the circ desk, we check out items, and we get you your library card. So that's two of the most common ones.
I would have to agree with Jess. Pretty much the primary service that Circulation does the most is checking in and checking out of items, especially during summer reading.
Yes.
Traffic is on the way up through all that summer reading time, and we are always checking just hundreds and thousands of books out a week, it seems like.
Yeah. And checking them back in when they come back.
Yes, please check them back in.
Yes, yes. And we do a lot of notary services, too.
That's good. Well, let's see here. What is something that you wish patrons knew more about Circulation? And, I mean, we covered all the services that we have available, but, you know, there's plenty of people that do utilize the library, plenty of people that don't. So maybe what would you have to say to those who don't use the library as much?
Well, one of the main things is we do have a really good outreach department. So there are a couple of things that we can do if you find yourself in a situation where you can't visit the library, or let's say, you know, during COVID, we had curbside pickup a lot because we couldn't allow people into the library, but we still offer curbside pickup. So if you need, you know, if you have a situation where you can't come inside the library, say your kids are sleeping in the car, but you want to pick up your holds, just give us a call and the Circulation Department will get your items ready to run out to your car for you. Or,
yeah, that's awesome.
Or if you know, if you find that you have a broken leg, or there's some reason why you can't physically get to the library, just give us a call, and the items that you normally would pick up yourself, we can get them to the outreach department, and they can deliver them to you.
Yes,
absolutely, it's a vital need. For me, something that I'm looking at present, as I wish that more patrons would find and utilize, I've already mentioned it once, is the app MyLibro. It really just helps a whole lot with the customer experience, the patron experience of utilizing the library to the best of its ability. As far as for the future, One of the most important things that the library is going to be doing this year is the upcoming Holocaust exhibit that's going to be coming through November through January. I believe that's going to be a vital experience for every single person that comes into the library to educate themselves, look through what's happening, and not forget the Holocaust and all these incredible things that happened.
Yeah, I think we're all excited about that.
Absolutely. I mean, especially when it's not going to any places and we're one of the lucky ones that gets to host it.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
The only library in Kentucky to be hosting this exhibit.
Yeah, we're really
out.
Lucky.
We're
yes,
very
we
lucky.
Are. Yes, we are.
Yeah.
So I know it's not on my note, but we were all going to ask, because first of all, I'm pretty certain we have regular customers that come by, and you guys are on first name basis, right? Because we have regulars.
Yeah.
Especially if you've been here for 13 years, they're gonna know you.
Right.
Right.
Right. So in those 13 years, Jessica, I'm gonna include you later. What is the most profound, exciting, unusual, all those adjectives? What are some of the most unique requests that you have ever received?
The absolute most unique request that I ever received was from, I think she was a 10 or 11 year old girl, and she ran up to the circulation desk clutching a whole armful of Goosebumps novels. Which are like, they're like Stephen King novels for little kids. And so they've got this creepy element to them, but she was clutching them, and she ran up to the circulation desk and she said, "Excuse me, could you tell me how to make a shrunken head? Because I really need to know how to make a shrunken head."
As one does, I mean, really normal request for an 11-year-old. Like.
Kids are so honest.
Yes, they are.
I love
it.
I was a Goosebumps kid too, so I get it.
Yeah, absolutely. What about you, Lincoln?
I don't know about a request as much as maybe just some very oddball experiences that I've had over the years at the library. Goodness, I could literally write a whole book about all the things I've seen at the library in my 6 years. One that really stands out to me right now was about 4 years ago. I was in the break room having my lunch with one of our coworkers, and he looks out the window and sees a lady out in our garden area. And this was before that we added on to the existing new part of the building. So we had this little garden area in the front, and she was on her hands and knees digging into the mulch and taking the flowers out of our front yard and putting them under her arm and taking them to her car.
Gosh.
We were both stunned. We were watching this lady. We weren't really sure what was happening. And then it finally clicked for us to go and go outside and look, see what's gone. And she was already gone. But she had like this whole big thing of like brown paper that she was ripping off, pulling the plants out, wrapping it in, and taking it to the car. And it was just one of those like, what moments?
Right, yeah. Right. PSA, please don't take plants from the library's garden. If you need places to buy your own plants, you can come into the library and we will direct you to those places. But please don't do your own gardening here at the library. Thank you so much. Oh, no.
Yeah, that's definitely unusual.
Yeah, but you got to love those customer service stories, because there's
absolutely
no other place in the world to get them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's wonderful.
Absolutely not. Well, I don't know. We have any? You have anything else?
Anything
you want
else
to add?
Talk about CIRC anymore? We love it. It's got all kinds of stuff going on.
Yeah, it does.
I was happy to be here to talk with you all today.
Yeah, we appreciate you guys stopping by.
Yeah, and come and see us. We're very friendly.
Yes,
oh,
they
yes,
are.
Good to know. Yeah, yes, absolutely. Well,
yes,
thank you
is.
All so much. We really appreciate you.
It's my pleasure.
All right, we'll catch you guys next time.
Okay.
Right. See you guys later.
Bye. Bye.
See ya.
Beyond the Bookshelves is a public library podcast produced by the Scott County Public Library in Georgetown, Kentucky. Your hosts are marketing manager Minyoung Bowling and media coordinator Lucy Bell. Editing is done by the marketing team with special assistance from the technology department of Scott County Public Library. Our theme is Happy Day by Stock Audios on Pixabay Music. If you want to hear more about the Scott County Public Library, you can visit our website at www.scottpublib.org. Join us next time as we turn the page to Beyond the Bookshelves. See you next time.